We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat post-game show, where normally on a night like this with the Bucks losing, it'd be a party. You know what I mean? Like, we'd be dancing around, laughing at the airball free throws, you know, the Hawks without Trae Young beating the Bucks. Like, that's hilarious. That's funny. But what happened, I believe it was the third quarter when Giannis went down with that knee injury. It cast a pall, you know what I mean, over the show. Like, it's just not – it's hard to have a good time, you know, when you see the best team, the best player from another team get injured. And that's complete bullshit because fuck that. The Bucks have been benefiting from this shit all playoffs long. So fuck that. We turn it up. Fuck that shit. It sucks, don't it? It sucks when your best players are injured. It really does. Oh, no, Trae Young.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Oh, no, Giannis. Fuck you guys. Listen, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, Bam was limited. No Victor Oladipo. Jimmy was limited. Gorlon just old as shit. Now you getting, you know, no DeAndre Hunter. Cam Reddish is limited. Now you no Trae Young. And you want me to cry about Giannis? Giannis missing a half of basketball when you already down double digits to a team without their best player? Nah, son. We turning up. Fuck the Bucks. We are still laughing at y'all sorry asses. Someone told me it's going to be hard to slander the Bucks with Giannis being injured. No, it's not, because I'm petty as a motherfucker, baby. I am still having the time of my life. Fuck the Bucks. Bring me out, brass. The hate watch party continues. We do not celebrate injuries, but fuck it, I celebrate circumstances. And this shit is funny as fuck to me because the Bucks have benefited from this shit all playoffs long. Finally, their comeuppance has come. Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking as we turn the fuck up tonight.
Some total whiplash with the music.
I loved it.
I liked the juxtaposition right there.
I was
there,
like, you know? Dancing, and all of a sudden I had to wear a tie. Like,
we're all over the place.
Yeah, fuck it. Listen, so are these NBA playoffs. Jesus Christ. Ooh. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Like, it's a war of attrition at this point. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, if Giannis misses a couple games and the Hawks come back without Trae Young, like, I mean, we'll talk about the asterisks and the fraud and the fluke shit. But, you know, let's find out what everybody. Oh, Fez Butter says Thanasis slander on deck. Yes, sir. Don't you worry.
I thought it said Thanasis Islander, which sounded interesting.
We're coming for that Thanasis soon. Solana, Listen, you haven't been on Hangover Time in a minute. What's been going on with you, first of all?
Well, I tore my ACL, so fuck you. I have some sympathy for Giannis Antetokounmpo. After seeing his knee buckle like that, literally, what's today, the 29th? Just 20 days ago, I did that. That. What you saw Giannis do, I did that. And it's
you did not
my
jump
life.
That high at all. No,
there's oh no, no, no. Actually, I bricked a three and I got my own rebound and then my knee buckled. So,
very similar. Well, at least you
got, board. Got my own board, followed my shot. So, you guys would be proud of me, right? No, doesn't every NBA coach tell you to follow your shot?
Yes. None of the Heat players do that.
So, I'm not drinking because I'm still on meds, and so I'm drinking water. And fuck you guys. I have sympathy tonight for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Bucks. I didn't have any sympathy for the Bucks until that happened because, and I feel like, you know, me and Giannis are connected in a weird way.
There's absolutely nothing except for a knee injury that connects you to Giannis.
You have the same body parts as Giannis.
You both have knees.
Do they? I love how Alex posts on Instagram like therapy videos of him learning to walk again, like he had been some sort of traumatic experience. But like, Alex, you I don't know if you'll ever be able to walk again. I mean, it's gonna be a long road ahead. And like Alex is like, I did it, guys, I made it. Look at that, I took steps.
Well, you asked today, is he still in the hospital?
Yeah,
I'm I didn't know. He had knee surgery a month ago. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I couldn't tell if you were joking or not. Yeah,
I was scared.
Is he out of his coma yet? He had a fucking knee surgery.
Like, I mean, we did the locker room the other day, and I could have sworn you did that from the hospital. I heard nursing in the back.
It was outpatient. Oh, the dude in the ICU.
I heard the little heart monitor, like, as we were doing it.
What are you doing?
I'm drinking some Avion tequila from my guy, Young Jeezy, out of the A. Let's go, Hawks.
God, that sounded so lame when you said it. Jesus. Oh, well, my God.
The Young Jeezy, the out of the A or the Avion?
The
out
whole
of
thing.
The A. Out of the A.
All of it.
Out of the A.
A he has to say out of the A. It's the only thing you can spell.
Apparently.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I made myself a Vesper, so it's like a martini. I made it a double. It's like gin and vodka, some Coke Americano, and put some grapefruit bitters in it.
Love it. Joey,
not even close to that. We've got a little bit of pineapple juice and a little bit of rum. I'm feeling like a pirate right now. I'm in South Florida. You know, I do want to say, though, I think everyone's giving – Giannis a lot of shit for the, you know, taking so long at the free throw line. But if you were to ask my girlfriend, 10 seconds is not a long time. You know, I just want to say that. Just in basketball, it's a long time. I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm a Joey here.
I want to make so many jokes about that, but I'm stopping myself and asking Christian, what are you drinking tonight?
I mean, I'm kind of with Joey. I'm having pineapple, but I'm going a little easier. It's just a seltzer, you know. I mean, this game was trash. Like, I'm not going to go hard for something that.
What are you talking? That game was so much fun.
Giannis got hurt. Like, just further validation that these playoffs are meaningless. Like, I'm not.
But listen, now I will say, okay, the Giannis and Trey injuries have nothing to do with a shortened offseason or anything like that. I mean, those are guys.
The Bucks had a long offseason.
Yeah, the Bucks. I mean, the Hawks haven't played since 2019.
The Bucks came to the bubble, played 2 weeks, and then left. Like,
yeah, and Trace stepped on a photographer, a ref foot. Like, this
shit was a summer camp for the Bucks. I mean,
yeah, these are early.
Also, I think we should come out in front of this, Alpha, because I don't want people clipping this shit up and saying that we're celebrating teams, you know, players' injuries, because we're not. No, we are not
calling it anyway.
No, I know, but fucking knuckleheads. Like, we're not rooting for that at all. Like, we're not taking any pleasure in Giannis getting hurt. That sucks.
Having said that,
it is funny. The irony.
He's fine, right? He walked. I mean,
he's fine.
I think he'll probably play next.
I think he'll play again.
I saw Bomani tweet that him not playing is like like bad because like a 20 point lead is not insurmountable. It's like, I don't know, man, this Bucks offense hasn't been good all playoffs. A 20 point lead is pretty insurmountable.
Yeah, for the, I mean, they would have to go, you know, shoot lights out like they did against the Heat. And they only do that like every four or five games. But for the most part, they're slogging through the mud, you know, low 90s, high 90s. So you're right. For them to come back from a 20 point double digit deficit is definitely tough. And it's not that I'm enjoying the injury, right? I you know, when I first saw it, I tweeted out like, that sucks, blah, blah, blah. But what I will not do is feel sorry for a team that has come this far due to other teams' injuries, right? Like if they were facing a fully healthy Hawks team with DeAndre Hunter, Cam Reddish at 100%, like I don't think this series is 2-2 at this point. It might be 3-1. If they were facing the Nets with Harden and Kyrie, Harden at 100% and Kyrie Irving, they get swept in the second round. So I'm not feeling sorry for the Bucks. I just can't do it.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Okay.
Moving on. No, just go ahead.
Do we have that same energy for Phoenix? Because Phoenix played a Laker team without AD and with LeBron all banged up, then played a Nuggets team without Jamal Murray and are now playing a Clippers team without Kawhi. And I think it's been funny how they've been like the darling story of the NBA, and like it's fine, like they're a good team, like obviously like they're a very good basketball team, but like, you know, kind of a cakewalk.
Listen, at this, I'm not calling Phoenix a fraud. I will call Milwaukee a fraud because I just don't like them.
I think I'm completely biased, but
like if Phoenix had an injury right now. You know,
they lost Chris Paul for two games.
So exactly. Let's say Chris Paul goes out for the rest of the season.
He wasn't hurt. Lose.
I don't feel bad for Phoenix.
An injury is different than health and safety protocols, Chat, because an injury, you come back and you're not like really right. A health and safety protocols, especially in his case, where I think all cases point that he did not have symptoms or whatever happened. He can, you know, it's not like he had a body part that didn't work.
But either way, I'm not feeling bad for the Suns if one of their players goes down.
That's right. He was hurt in the Lakers series. He had the shoulder injury.
Yeah. Alf, I don't feel bad for any of the teams or the organizations, or I feel bad for us, the NBA consumer, the NBA fans, because I don't want to see Giannis win a championship, and I'm with you. I felt like this year, whoever wins the championship, not that like the asterisks or whatever, like that's a stupid conversation, but it's not as it's a weird season, basically, right? Like everything's just weird this year. But at the end of the day, we're gonna watch these games. We're gonna do hangover time. We're gonna talk about it the next day, and we're gonna watch. I want to see these teams at full strength at the very least. If it's gonna be Giannis, if it's gonna be Chris Paul, if it's gonna be whoever, I want to see them at full strength and give us a good product. And Trae Young being out looks like it's gonna be more than one game. Now this to Giannis, like these games are less and less. Have less and less meaning as they go on because we're not watching stars. We're watching Cameron Payne and, you know, we're watching Cam Reddish. Reddish and Jackson. I don't want to see that. I want to see the stars. I want to see, right. Creative player, Reggie Jackson. Like I want to see the best available and we're not getting that.
I mean, I think all season, Christian, we've been cheated. Like as fans, I'm talking about regular season too. Like this, that short off season, you know, everything going on with COVID protocols, we've been cheated off season. So it's almost like we're used to it by now. And like somebody goes down, everyone's like, well, fuck this season. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we've been dealing with it since December. And it's just, and so that's why I'm like, no, there's not an asterisk on it. But if you're going to call any season a fluke, this is the one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the math on like how much more they played, like how much more regularly they played throughout the season, but the schedule was they played 72 out of 82 games in what? And they started like right around Christmas time, so they lost the end of October, all of November, and the beginning of December. Like, that's a ton of time. And they only lost 10 games during all of that time. So like, yeah, clearly it was going to be a strain, but I mean, I hope the one thing that doesn't happen, like the Suns were undefeated in the bubble, but since I think they still didn't make the playoffs technically, wasn't that what happened?
Yeah.
But they could have made a run in the playoffs if they had actually made it. Like they were good last season, you know, so they're not a fluke to me at all. I mean, I think they're going to win the championship.
I think I honestly, if you got a fully healthy Suns team against a fully healthy Bucks team,
Bucks and six.
Nah, I think the Suns got them.
No, Bucks and six.
Joey, what happened?
I don't know. I was thinking. I mean, I just don't want the Bucks to win. That would just bring such sorrow to my life if I see the Bucks on a parade in Milwaukee.
Great. Oh God,
Johnny, you want them to win? You want the Bucks to win?
over Phoenix? Yeah, I have too many bad takes. I have too many bad takes tied in Phoenix players. My reputation needs the Bucks to win.
Needs the Bucks in the finals. Oh, thank you for kicking them out. But this show needs the Bucks in the finals because honestly. The feel-good party of watching Suns and Hawks, like I don't know, I don't have a lot of content for that.
Oh, I want Hawks. I mean, if the Hawks are in the finals, that's fun.
Just rooting for Solomon Hill and Jay Crowder for games. It's just not going to be. It's not going to be the same. But I still.
Why is Chat mad at me? Why is Chat mad at me that I want that I'd be okay if the Heat lost to the champions.
Like, no, we don't want Giannis.
Because
we don't
you're selfishly thinking league. About yourself and not like Heat
fans.
Yeah,
that's how I work.
You want to know why? You want to know why we don't want the Bucks to win? Because of Thanasis.
Fuck that guy.
And because we don't care.
And because I do not want that guy having a ring. I don't want good things to happen to Thanasis. Like, I just, the Greek geek, we can't stand him. So we have a new segment tonight. We have a new segment tonight because the other day Thanasis had quite a play, in his 30 seconds of playing time, which they round up to a minute in the box score, which I think is nice of them. I always think that's funny. Like, he plays six stints for 5 seconds each, 30 seconds. They rounded up to a full minute. But he had quite a play, and everybody was tagging me on it like, yo, Alf, did you see this? And I said, the Hangover Time brand is strong when it comes to Thanasis. So Brass and I got together and said – how do we, further highlight Thanasis's role in this show? So we've come up with a new segment. We hope you like it.
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
I just want to say for the record, that is not copyrighted music. Copyrighted music. I had to perform all that on the fucking piano. So
you heard that?
We better not get hit.
Play that again, please.
The time that went into this.
Play that again, please.
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
All right, so let's get these plays.
You sang that too. That's your voice. You sang that.
That is me. Yeah.
I'm so used to it. I was just like, yeah, it's just another thing that Brass has done for us. Yeah, okay. Just made a theme song.
You're like the anti-Thanis.
You do stuff. Thank you. Thank you.
You do that help.
So our first clip tonight is from tonight. And yeah, Alf, you wanna talk about this one? He's walking his brother off the court after an injury.
Well, I think G pointed this out, that this is the only useful thing he did all game.
Yeah.
If we break this down, Giannis is walking fine. What? Like, why is he? He's probably making it harder for him to walk by putting his arm around.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there we go. Yeah, exactly.
He put his arm. He's like, no, I got you, bro. Yeah,
Go away. I got this.
But what I love so much is, like, at this point, he's asking, it's like, oh man, wait, am I going to get an assist for this? Is that going to show up on the box score? Wait, I'm not. I'm not gonna get an assist. All right, fuck this. All right, you good, bro? Okay. I gotta run now. I gotta run back to the court and not long any minutes.
He's their number one cheerleader. I mean, they need him.
Fucking douchebag. Anyway,
am I my brother's keeper? Assist.
So this is another play tonight. Oh. That was like right after he checked into the game.
He looks like he's never played basketball before.
Let's see that one again.
Like, he's literally only out there because he's Giannis' brother. Like, what was that?
Jesus.
And then look at his defense. They
have the same dad. That's the only reason he has a job.
Yep.
Nepotism and then this beauty. the best, my favorite part.
Is that Cisco?
Yes. My favorite part about this play is – He passes it to the second lamest dude on the team, the Cisco looking motherfucker with the blonde hair.
Incredible.
Like, that is my first of all, like, you have a layup, Ben Simmons style, and then he passes to Cisco, who misses a dunk. It's just amazing.
And that was all the time we saw from him tonight, but we do have to play the clip from the last game, because this is just remarkable. Look at that. Look at that defense from him. Jumping. It's like a fucking 2K player.
Yo, he glitched so hard.
It's a double block. It's a double block.
The fact that they still made the three-pointer is what's really funny to me. Like, what are you doing?
Maybe he was still getting loose, you know? He's still a little cold. So he was just,
you know, what? It reminds me of Norris Cole on the bench for the Ray Allen shot.
Oh, yeah. But
he's on the bench. He's jumping twice as high on the bench.
Not nearly as emphatic.
Yeah, he had no idea he was actually in the game. He's still, like, cheering on the sideline. You know, like, when you pantomime shit that the players are doing on the court? Like, he forgot that he was actually playing in an NBA game. Brass, can you play that over?
Did Thanasis do that?
Thanks, Moose.
We didn't have Moose, so we got Moose's disembodied voice.
Was that Moose?
That was Moose.
Yeah.
He couldn't be on the show, so we had him record that.
Jesus.
Can we hit one more time for the intro? I'm sorry. I just love it so much.
He's the biggest scrub in the family.
Thanasis.
Brass, you're a whiz on the keys, man.
Thank you.
Who says whiz on anything anymore? How old are you?
Oh my god, don't start with me. You said you want to talk more about this game. What breakdown and analysis do you have of this?
This Herder kid. This Herder kid's like legit. Like, he's so good. I've been so impressed this playoffs with him, and I thought Atlanta had like a puncher's chance in this series just because, you know, the Bucks drop defense and Trey can really do damage kind of in that in-between area, which is something that he can't do. But I thought what was incredibly impressive was just how they were able to get to their spots today. I thought they survived a lot of the Lou Williams minutes, which the Bucks are huge, right? And the fact that Atlanta could survive that is like incredibly like impressive and good. And I think a lot of their guys stepped up, and they have like one of the most talented young cores in the league. It's really fun to watch a team like kind of grow up right before your eyes. And I'm super in on this Atlanta team. I really like Trae Young. I'm really sad that he couldn't play today. I hope he can be healthy. I hope him and Giannis can play in the next game. But I mean, it's really cool. It almost reminds me of like the Heat teams from like the early 2000s, where you're just like watching this like young team blossom with the superstar that's like clearly coming. And they're great. I love watching them. They're fun to watch. I think the matchup's interesting because Milwaukee's like this really daunting, huge team that really plays very physically. They kill you on the glass, and they play like this traditional drop defense. And Atlanta like does a lot of fun stuff. They obviously the double drag, the spam pick and roll. Like that's
all right.
Enough. Yeah, too much bad.
Yeah,
you just nailed it.
But they're like one of the teams that run a ton of Spain, like them and the Hornets.
Okay.
That are like super duper.
Only person that's allowed to get that technical on this show. Yeah, Joe, I don't know what the fuck he's talking
about.
Siobhan,
yeah. I got to leave it to
Siobhan. Siobhan can do it, but you know, I don't want to hear that from you. Yeah.
totally fair.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We should talk about a former take of yours.
Oh, God.
Oh, since we're talking about the Suns.
Yeah. So this was back in March. Johnny had this.
Gee, who kicked her ass tonight?
I want to say, man, we have so many choices. It's DeAndre Ayton. I mean, the Heat's bad offense made him look like Rudy Gobert. That shit pissed me off. That guy sucks. That guy's not that good. That guy's an awful defender. And the Heat made him look like fucking Rudy Gobert and at times Hakeem, you know, with the little jump hooks.
In his defense, he did say he makes him look like Rudy Gobert, and he does suck. So saying he sucks, kind of a validation.
He answered a lot of questions. I thought that his loafing ass couldn't do what he's doing, and I'm wrong. I'll say it. I was fucking wrong on DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton, who looks like he's 20 years older than he actually is, I was wrong on that. He's a really good fucking player, and he's gotten a lot better in this postseason run. That I don't know if there's a lot of precedent for somebody figuring it out on defensively as he does. He looked like ridiculous at times, like in pick and roll defense. And listen, he's answered all the questions. I was wrong at the time, though. That was not a bad take at the time. And by the way, can we fucking Suns fans? Can you chill saying that DeAndre is better than Bam? No, he's not.
Okay, yeah, they go too far with that.
Yeah, that's too far. Yeah, that's
pump the brakes.
But what I will say, and I'll put it out to all of you guys, is with it. I think a lot of people are giving Chris Paul a lot of credit for DeAndre's development. Like, Chris Paul gets credit for everything the Suns
leadership.
Do.
Leadership,
right? Like,
he's the NBA's best stepdad, Alf.
If this. I was lost until my
who's the worst? Who's along. The worst stepdad?
LeBron. Well, you know what's gonna happen next season? Devin Booker's gonna do that Kyrie shit. He's like, you're not my. I think it was Amin who said this. He's like, Kyrie's gonna be like, you're not my dad, dude. Like, it's a Chris Paul next season.
You're not my dad. But the whole idea that Ayton becomes a better player with an adequate point guard. And then you think about Bam and you think about this team and what their needs are and how good they looked when Goran was an adequate point guard, more than adequate, an all-star
made the
point
finals.
Guard in the bubble last year. He was amazing. He was their leading scorer. And so I guess I want to get into some of the offseason talk and some of the things that are being put out there. Kyle Lowry, we've talked about him ad nauseum. But a guy like Spencer Dinwiddie, like, are you guys in or are you guys out on the whole Spencer Dinwiddie thing?
Why are we not talking about the name of the day?
Who's that? Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Colin Sexton,
that's another one.
Wait, what? What do you mean? We're getting Dame and Kawhi. What the
fuck? And Colin off the bench.
And Luca off the bench.
Luca's in a couple years. Luca's in a couple years. Chill.
I like to focus on realistic moves. But is, you know, when it comes to those guys, Lowry, Sexton, Dinwiddie, who's the prefer? Tim Hardaway Jr. Like, who's when it comes to guards, Joey? What happened with the Tim Hardaway Jr.?
Someone's already given him over $20 million, and it was a mistake that first season. You know, I can't see myself giving that bushy eyebrowed man that much money. I don't trust him. I'm sorry.
The beard is immaculate.
The beard's immaculate. The eyebrows are a problem.
Eyebrows need some work, man. I'm going to be honest with you.
He really took the mantle from DeAndre Jordan for perfect beard guy in the NBA.
Was DeAndre Jordan perfect beard
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, no, DeAndre had, yeah, the geometry on DeAndre's beard was, like, immaculate.
I feel like you're giving him an award that nobody's ever really considered him for.
That's an NBA Twitter thing.
Is it?
I think
we're going to look it up. If not, this is pretty weird.
Yes, it's
who has a more perfect beard, guys? That's what we should be talking about.
I mean, listen, we're asking the tough questions here.
Johnny just went a screeching halt to the show.
Just screeching, yeah. I do want Colin though. I do want Colin. I think he's good. He's young. He's good. He has a big ass wingspan. He's not a lockdown defender, but he's has a 6'8" wingspan. Won't be picked on switches. I think there's a lot of, listen, I've talked to some people today around the league, and you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's
Ooh. Oh, Gianni talking to people around the league.
I like saying that. I talked to some friends around the league. I have friends around the league now.
But we're all on
Twitter. Johnny's a league guy.
Friends. Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead, Solana.
Isn't Colin Sexton the move, like, long term? Like, he'll help this team long term. Right, but short term, Kyle Lowry is a better fit than Colin Sexton, in my opinion.
Yes. Alex, or you can get both.
Why not both?
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Colin's only making four million.
You know the cap figures better than I do, but I don't know if that's even a possibility. But it is, I'm down to hear about it.
That's the easy part. Yeah, getting them together is the easy part because you can sign and trade for Kyle, or you can just sign him outright.
Who are you trading for Sexton? Is it Hero?
It's Hero. And Precious.
That's a question. Is Sexton is big enough of an upgrade over Hero to make it worth?
Yes.
It?
Like Sexton is like we were talking in the locker room with Jack. It's like we put the over under at All-Star games at 3.5, right? Like he's good. Like he's legit. Like can be All-Star good.
Will Hero ever make an All-Star game?
I think if he makes one, it'll probably be like with a bunch of injuries, and we would be like really proud of him for doing that.
The Goran Dragic,
kind of like Gogi. I gotta be honest with you.
The fourth
like
alternate,
kind of like Devin Booker too. I think Devin Booker's only made it as like a second alternate.
Yeah, that changes this year. I mean, he's a surefire all-star.
And he's a really good basketball player, right? It's just like this league has a ton of good players. So like,
yeah, don't dig that Devin Booker hole any deeper.
No, I'm not. Oh, please.
A lot of it has to do with how bad the Suns were too. They were a perennial lottery team. Like next year, Devin Booker, no matter how good or bad the Suns are next year, he's an all-star.
So guard heavy, and it still is. But the West being so guard heavy is kind of what kicked Devin Booker off. It wasn't that he didn't deserve it. It was hard to put him in over Dame and Russ and all these other guys that were taking up those spots.
Steph, right.
Yeah, exactly. Hero in the East, like if Hero stays in the East, good luck in Portland. If he stays in the East, like he's
Harden, Kyrie.
There's just too many guards. Like he's just
Beal.
But I don't care about like all stars with Hero. I know it's a topic that we're on, but like I don't care about all stars. I just want him to be good. And I'm not out on Hero the way some of us here are out on Hero. And I'm not saying I wouldn't trade Hero for Sexton. Like if that makes the Heat better right now, then I'm down because I truly believe this window's closing with Jimmy. Like I think it's two more years, and that's lucky. That's if he doesn't get injured.
Yeah.
And look around the NBA, that seems to be happening more and more now. So like I'm down, but I'm also not out on Hero. I'm not of the opinion trade Hero at all costs. Let's go, just get him out of here, because a lot of Heat fans are, because we get caught in the moment, and this year was bad for Hero.
Well, to me, it's not about being caught in the moment when it comes to Hero. It's about the fact that what do I personally project? Smith and Smolnik says G talk to Hot Take Harry. Those are his league sources. but what do I personally project Hero at? I don't project him as an all-star. I on a good team, on a contender, I think he's always going to be a sixth man, seventh man. And maybe I'm too down on him, but that has nothing to do with, you know, NBA Twitter, Heat Twitter slander. They should have traded him for Harden, all that crap. That's just what I feel that Hero is going to be. And if your window is now and Hero is your best asset and you need a guy that can get downhill, get into the paint, create for others, like Hero is just not that guy. You're not that guy, pal. Like he's not the guy that the Heat need right now. And that's the thing. I'm not sitting here attacking Hero for having a cereal or having a Chipotle bowl, like any of that shit. Like, I don't care about any of that. I'm just talking about his game. And his game right now, another perimeter guy who can't get in the paint and create for others, like the Heat have enough of that shit. You know, like I'm watching the Hawks at one point. They couldn't get beneath the three-point line. And I'm like, that's the Heat's entire offense. You know, like running around the perimeter, trying to get Duncan Robinson open. Like they need guys that can get downhill and score. And that's why guys like Kyle Lowry and Colin Sexton are appealing to me as a Heat fan.
Well, like Colin, like, and I, you know, said this earlier, like Lowry and Jimmy are slow, right? They move with craftiness and with like court manipulation. Colin's like really quick and athletic and springy and has zip. And he can't.
They don't have a single guard that has any of that.
No. And think about what disservice. Bam's a crazy athlete, and think of the disservice they do to him because they can't get out and run. They have really nobody to play with him, and he's kind of playing within these confines of these slow old guys. So, like, the idea of Colin getting in here is, like, nice because he adds something that – he adds an ingredient to your offense that you just don't have with anybody, and that's really hard to get, like, that kind of really special athleticism. So – the quickness, the zip, all that, that rim pressure, the shooting. He's a good shooter, especially off the dribble. So, like, you get all that stuff. And if you can combine him, like, I think if you can get him and a guy like Lowry, and you have your backcourt set, right? You have a Colin Sexton and Kyle Lowry backcourt. You have Jimmy at the three, Bam at the five, and you whatever you fill in at the four. That's good. I really like that. And for Hero, like, we're talking about upside. You know, we're talking about Collins' upside is like multiple time All-Star Hero. We're talking about, like, maybe he gets one, right? So, like,
on a fourth alternate.
Yeah. And by the way, like, the Heat could have very easily won a championship last season if they were healthy, and Hero would have been the fourth best player on the title team. So it's like, if he plays to his best self, yeah, he can be the fourth best player on the title team, you know, if things break right for you. But I do think that just Collins.
The problem with that is you still need Goran. You need a guy like playing like Goran did.
Yeah.
For Hero to be effective. You know, like, if you bring in Kyle Lowry and you keep Tyler Hero, I'm okay with that.
Goran's playing better than any Buck not – like, Goran's playoff run was, like, better than any Buck not named Giannis or maybe Middleton. Middleton's gone crazy for a couple games. But Middleton's, like, so – like, Goran had, like, such a crazy run in the playoffs. Like, a lot of people left in the playoffs have not been as good as Goran.
People forget how good he was last year. And but the thing is, if you're never going to get that from Goran again. I'm sorry, man. The dude's old.
The Clippers are, like, right now being outscored in Chris Paul minute. The Suns. Like, just it's hard to win. It's hard. The playoffs are really fucking hard. And what Goran did last season was absolutely torch any team. And that's not easy.
Well, was it you, Alf, that you tweeted Brandon Ingram as, like, a legit – was that you? I don't remember, honestly.
Yeah, and I think the guys from Five Reasons, I think – was it – and I don't know, Christian, were you a part of that? The guys from Five Reasons has talked about how that is a legit option. That's something that the Heat are actively pursuing. You know, and I've heard that as well, but I don't have sources. I know motherfuckers that know motherfuckers. I don't really know shit myself.
I have sources. Calling, baby.
But the Brandon Ingram thing is real. And you know what? I know. What do you guys think of that? Like, I like the idea of Brandon Ingram next to Bam. Like, I do. And people say he's not big enough, and he doesn't. You know, I mean, if we had Trevor Ariza's ass out there looking like fucking Gator from Dave, you know, hanging out and playing power forward for us. I mean, Brandon Ingram's bigger than Trevor Ariza. His wingspan. He's not the defender Trevor Ariza is, but he has a size. He can rebound. You know, and he can shoot. He can score three levels. Like. That's the kind of guy I'd love to put next to Bam.
Yeah.
I am not a big fan of him.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I don't like him.
Why not, Jay?
Why are you not a fan of that idea?
I'm not a big fan of Ingram. I think defensively, especially with this team, it's like, okay.
Johnny, like, you bet on the Heat to fix that problem. That's the problem they're known for fixing. Already a known offensive talent on a team that needs that right now. Like, all other two stars aren't that guy, or Christian, sometimes aren't that guy.
Christian, like, they had one of the best defenses in the league, and they had, like, four players on the court at a time that were minus defenders. Most of the time, like, they don't have a single guard that can defend at an NBA level, and they still had one of the best defenses in the league. Like, they will fix that through scheme. What they can't fix is motherfuckers that can't score.
Yeah, like, you gotta love upside of where they can get somebody like Brandon Ingram purely.
I'd rather have Sexton
from his size.
I wouldn't be complaining if, like, obviously, like, if tonight it gets announced that, you know, the Heat get Brandon Ingram, like, I'm not gonna sit here and say, like, this sucks. Like, I'm gonna be like, oh, fucking great, they got a really good player. I'd just rather have somebody else. I'd rather have Sexton. I'd rather have Lowry. There are other people I'd rather have him.
I mean, that's fine. But
I've never been a big fan of his game, but I recognize that he's a good player.
What would you give up for him? He's an all-star, and he makes you better right now.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Joe, you're asking who – basically what you're doing is – it would be a sign-and-trade for Duncan. I believe that would be the only avenue to get Brandon Ingram. And that's fine, man. Like, it's going to be really, really hard to get significantly better this season with Duncan and Hero on the roster.
Think about that, though, and think about that. They would have gotten – they get a guy who was a top three talent for a guy who went undrafted. Like, that speaks volumes about what the Heat can do if they have talent. Like, this is why they have to stop. Like, yeah, okay, Tyler maybe could be an all-star, but it'd be better to get an all-star with him and pair him with the two other guys who are already all-stars. Like, this isn't hard. And you'll fill out the roster around it.
So, yeah. 29 million, 31 million, 33 million, 36 million are the next 4 years of branding.
Yeah.
Go ahead. This ain't my money.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then Kawhi and Dame are going to sign minimums. It's going to be so fucking awesome.
I keep forgetting about that. I keep forgetting about that.
But you know what it is?
What did you say about Kawhi and, like, being with the Heat and the injury team?
What's that?
Like, you know.
That like, wasn't me.
That wasn't you? I thought that was you.
It was another black guy. No. This is the whitest hangover time of all time. Have you guys realized that?
Yeah.
I don't know if this show is ever.
I feel like you say that every time I'm on.
Whoa.
Happy to be part of it.
It's like the white male hangover time. Like, no Tiff, no Siobhan.
Tiff, come back from vacation.
Well, I also feel like the only time I come on is when everyone else is missing. So, like, I guess
it's like
me Christian. Too.
It's making me feel uncomfortable. I might be the whitest one here.
That's definitely Joey.
You think Joey?
I think it's Brass.
I don't know. It's pretty dark in that garage.
Brass, where in Florida did you grow up? Wellington? Where is that?
I grew up in Lake Worth, but yeah, Wellington.
Lake my Worth.
In Wellington. He's in Lake Worth.
Lake Worth. That's the same thing. Everything north of Broward is like the same thing to me. Everything in between Orlando and Broward is like.
I do live in White Plains in New
is
York.
Is that
okay? I mean,
that's great.
So that might.
Joey, don't you live in like Pompano or something? Like, that's pretty.
Are you neighbors with T.J. McConnell?
I live in Boynton Beach.
Oh, same thing. Not really, not at all. But I just think that's funny that Brass has a better tan than Joey, and Brass lives in New York. Like, I don't get, like, Joey, what are you doing?
It's a bike ride.
It was an off week. It was an off week for me, honestly. I'll be bronze next time you see me, I promise. I'll look like a third place trophy.
He's gonna come back looking like somebody from the Jersey Shore.
He's gonna come back looking like a Kardashian.
You know, like, what people look like. Harry. Like what people look like before, like bodybuilding competitions. That's going to be me.
Yes, exactly. Why is that? Why do they do that? Are they supposed to do that?
Is that allowed? I don't even know if they can do that.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I mean, you're asking this group what you do for bodybuilding competitions.
I don't know. Maybe some.
Glad you asked.
Hey, Christian, what are you drinking, man? I'm interested in that seltzer.
Son of a bitch.
I want to know more about that.
It's called Untitled Art. What?
Couldn't even have a name.
Florida Seltzer.
I love how you're blaming your like lack of drinking on your injury. Like, have you been injured this entire year?
Wait, plus you said you're on meds. Like, what meds? Like, it can't be that bad. Like,
can't drink on tour at all.
Wait, yeah, but
I was kidding. Don't,
my internet sucks. What did you ask for?
You said what meds are you on?
No, I'm not.
Alex and I are both in Kendall.
Oh, dude, I've been taking so much Oxy. You have no idea.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that explains your delay right now.
Yeah. Listen, Alex and I are both in Kendall, and we've had nothing but awful thunderstorms all day. Horrible. Man.
Imagine not living in Miami.
Yeah. Imagine living in something called White Plains.
Was that supposed to be a zinger? I mean,
he got you.
I mean,
it has really nice trees.
I mean, Kendall is kind of like the White Plains of Miami. If you really want to be serious,
don't do that.
If you really listen, you guys from Kendall be thinking Kendall's something different than what everybody else considers Kendall.
No,
Kendall's horrible.
Kendall
is about it.
Like Kendall's like all Colombians. Like, yes, that's why I don't get. I don't get why people are like, oh, Williams? Kendall's white. Like, Kendall's all Colombians. Of course it is.
It's a beautiful
white Colombians.
Out of all cultures.
Ain't no dark skin Colombians in Kendall.
I'm going to be the mayor of Kendall. Is there a mayor of Kendall?
We can get you to be it.
We're going to make this happen.
Mike Ryan?
Well, Mike Ryan adopted Kendall when it was already cool. But, like, before Kendall it was cool outsiders. To be Kendall.
It's still not cool to be Kendall.
Nah, yeah, it isn't.
It is. It is cool to be from Kendall.
Yeah, and I think you guys,
Solana.
You guys are in this Kendall bubble that I just don't. Nobody else rocks with Kendall like that. Nobody else who doesn't live in Kendall is like, yo, Kendall's dope.
That's not Ask Brass. They talk about Kendall and White Plains all the time.
Yeah, they vacation in Kendall.
He just calls it Plains, New York.
Listen, you don't know real till you've hung out at the Don Carter's on 88.
Bro, rest in peace, Don Carter's. No.
Somebody wants me to talk about that bum Middleton. Zay the homie. I will say this.
Can I make a comment about Middleton? Oh, sorry. I'm on the worst delays. I'm just going to do it. I'm on the worst delay. So by the time you say no, I'm like halfway through my point. I bet the over on Chris Middleton 23 tonight, and he fucked me. So screw you, Chris Middleton. And no Giannis. Like, today was perfect for Chris Middleton to go off. And like, how do you not get 23 points in a game four? You win. The series is basically wrapped up. After he dropped, 20 in the fourth quarter of game three? I mean, what the fuck, Chris Middleton?
0 for 7 from three, 6 for 17 from the floor. Got locked up by an injured rookie. Like, that's the thing about Chris Middleton and why I don't want him to get a ring. I don't want the Bucks to get a ring because, like, you cannot reward that kind of incompetence.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, giving Chris Middleton an NBA championship ring as a second best player on the team is just, like, it's so antithetical to everything we know about championship NBA teams. Like, you cannot be Chris Middleton getting locked up by Cam Reddish and come out here and say, I'm NBA champion. Put me next to Scottie Pippen in the annals of NBA history. Like, and Scottie Pippen has other problems right now. But, like, you cannot be a number two sidekick and be Chris fucking Middleton, bro.
Is Scottie okay?
No, Scottie's not okay, bro. Scottie's
not okay. He's going through
it. Who's less okay? Scottie, Josh Smith, or Kwame Brown?
Scotty's at least okay because look at his hair. It starts with the hair.
Yeah.
I think Kwame Brown is the most okay, if that's an option.
He's the most okay?
Killing it with those videos.
Yeah, Kwame out here just talking his shit, living his life, milking cows and shit.
True influencer. Yeah. Do you think Stephen A's like afraid of him?
I would be.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think he is.
We said it last show. Scotty is just pushing his bourbon.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I wouldn't because drink every that video Scotty that fucking he recommended.
Every interview he's on, he's got his bourbon next to him, and he's got like his hand on the bottle and shit. Like, I mean, he is pushing that hard. So,
but isn't there like a sense also like he lost his son not too long ago, and his wife is basically like being passed around on social media. It's like the joke, right? Like she's being passed around and everybody wants to be with his wife or everybody talks about being his wife. Like there's definitely some mental trauma there and he wants
probably
people to
has
know.
Something to do with it. Yeah,
I'm good. And he's trying to be the
victim. I think he has a bad publicist, bro. Like I just like when that shit is happening to you. You want to present an air of like stability. Like first of all, he's coming out. Well, he's coming out with the Frederick Douglass haircut, which is the first sign that a black man has gone crazy.
Can I laugh at that?
No.
Solomon Hill looked great last season. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen,
it's true.
When a black man's falling off the edge, the hair is the first fucking thing to go. And that dude out here look like a grown ass buckwheat, and he's just saying wild ass shit.
Are you speaking from when you got your mohawk?
Yes. I was going through a rough time. I was walking around the AAA with a mohawk out to this.
You had a mohawk?
Nobody.
You had a design on the side.
And I had designs on both sides. Nobody asked me what the fuck's going on, Alf. I was fucking depressed, goddamn it.
I can't believe
I know what Scotty going through. 40 years old with a fucking mohawk at the arena. Talking to Brady Hawk. You think I was okay? I wasn't trying to sell bourbon. It was a cry for fucking help.
I'll fucking leave that arena at like 12:30 miserable.
12:30 and then go to work at 8 o'clock the next day.
And do a pod at 11.
Following around Ethan can't fucking find his fucking laptop charger. I think I was okay. Oh, my publicist told me to run around like an asshole with a mohawk. I know what Scotty going through. Scotty, call me.
BTV, bro.
Fucking wife out there being scandalous on the gram. Listen. Listen, we all been through some shit, man. Scotty. And Heat Beat rescued me the day I signed back with Heat Beat. I cut that fucking mohawk off. I said I'm home. Schmeeth said Alf walked around looking like a 2-star high school recruit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.